This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Labor Department says long-term unemployment is when somebody's been out of work for 27 weeks or more, a little bit more than 6 months. In this morning's jobs report, that was 40% of the people without a job in this economy, and that's not even taken into account people who've just given up and left the labor force altogether. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has a look at the long-term effects of long-term unemployment.
Early in the pandemic, there were lots of temporary job losses. Businesses were shut temporarily. People were furloughed temporarily and would hopefully get back to work eventually. But these 4 million people who are long-term unemployed?
That is exactly double what it was in January of 2020. So the economy, in my view, is really stuck in a rut right now.
Carl Van Horn teaches public policy at Rutgers, and he says unemployed people are stuck in a rut as well due to something called employment scarring, where the longer someone goes without a job, the harder it is to get a job.
Because employers tend to stigmatize them, even though we all know that most of these people lost their job totally without any fault of their own. They didn't do anything wrong. They were just caught up in this economic change.
And certain groups were caught up more than others. Women, Black and Latinx people. Kate Bond is the director of labor market policy at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
Workers tend to be displaced in really discriminatory ways. And then they're also going to face hiring discrimination on the other end. It's going to be even harder for them to go back to work.
A study out this week from McKinsey predicts inequities in the labor market mean it will take women and people of color an extra 2 years to reach pre-pandemic employment levels. Quaylen Ellengrood, who headed the study, says the pandemic has also sped up technological developments that make some lower-wage jobs obsolete.
And when you bring both COVID and automation together, you have a real acceleration and a much more slow rebuilding of jobs in the U.S. economy.
Plus, says Ellengrood, when people are out of work for a long time, they often just take whatever job they can get, even if it's not a good fit or pays less than they used to make, which can decrease wages in the future and increase stress and other mental health issues. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.